Welcome to Voices Unplugged, featuring stories that matter, voices that inspire, and perspectives that may challenge the status quo. Unplug from the noise of everyday life to connect with fascinating student hosts from all walks of life. So grab your headphones, sit back, and let's amplify the conversations that need to be heard.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Double Play Sports. I am Cooper Eidenauer.
And I am Mitchell Eidenauer.
And today we are going to be talking about the Seattle Seahawks 2024 football schedule. So week one, the Seahawks have the Denver Broncos on the schedule. What are your thoughts on that?
Denver Broncos are trying to rebuild. They just don't have the team to do it right now. Give me a W to start the year.
Yeah, I agree. I also have the Seahawks winning that week. For the second week, they face on the New England Patriots.
Could have a rookie quarterback playing in that game, so I'm taking the Seahawks again.
I also am taking the Seahawks. I feel like they're not developed yet in a way. They have nothing good on their offensive side, so I'm going to give ourselves a W. Week three, a tough one against the Miami Dolphins. I'm going to say an L in this one. They have a very good offense, and I don't think that our defense could stop it.
I think we're going to lose this game also just because of their skill weapons, and I don't think our defense is good enough to stop it yet.
I agree. Week four, we play the Lions. I think we should beat them because for the past couple of years, we've been beating them, and I think our streak could continue to keep going. So I'd give ourselves a W that week.
I also think we are going to win because the Lions cannot win at home against the Seahawks.
Week five, we play the New York Giants. I think we are also going to come out with a W that week. I think they are pretty good on offensive side and okay on defensive side. They have Kayvon Thibodeau, but they don't have much other weapons on defense. So I think their defense will just fall apart and we'll get a W that week also.
I don't think the New York Giants are going to win a game this year, so give me a W for the Seahawks.
Yeah. Week six is another tough one against the 49ers. Being in the Super Bowl last year, I have no hope at all for the Seahawks that week, so I'm giving them the L.
You said it purposely. That's an L on the schedule.
Yes. Week seven against the Falcons. I think with their quarterback like trouble with Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix, I don't think that they'll be to the point where they'll have a great offense at that point. So I feel like that would be just an easy W at that point. So
my take on that is I actually think we're going to lose that game because Bijan Robinson is getting a lot more involved this year, and you saw how good he was when he got the ball last year.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay, then week eight, we have the Bills. I originally wrote down a W here, but now that I'm thinking more about it, I think that week we will take a loss just based on how good their offense is. Their defense isn't great, but their offense is good. It has got worse losing Stephon Diggs, but it definitely is still there. So scared on that too. Also losing Gabe Davis, so maybe, but I still think we're going to take a loss or loss that week.
I think we're going to win that week. They are like more down than they've been recently. So I think this is the year the Seahawks will steal one away.
Yeah. Week nine, we have the Los Angeles Rams. No chance we beat them. I don't think there's a chance. I mean, we have an L that week.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's all there's to say. Next week's a bye. Week 11, we face the 49ers again. Once again, another L. Week 12, the Cardinals, one of the worst teams in the league. There's no chance we lose to them.
Unless Marvin Harrison has 300 yards, we're going to win that game.
Exactly. Week 13, I think the Jets are getting better, but they're still not to the point where they could beat the Seahawks, I think. So, I don't know. I think we got another W there.
I totally agree.
And then week 14 against the Cardinals, I also have to see what Marvin Harrison can do again. I mean, I haven't seen anything, so I'm also going to give ourselves a W again.
Me too.
Then week 15, I said a loss against the Packers. Seeing last year, the Packers looked like a really, like, brought-together team. I think that they could give us a very heartbreaking loss in that week, so.
I totally agree. I think they're very young. They just got Josh Jacobs. Their run game's going to be good. Jordan Love's just getting better. Yeah. So it's going to be a loss.
Yeah. Week 16, the next week after that, is the Minnesota Vikings. I think we'll have a W that week, losing Kirk Cousins. They're getting J.J. McCarthy. I'm not really sure how good he is going to be. So I also can't say anything yet, but I don't know.
Chicago Bears. Oh, I also think that we're going to lose. We're going to beat the Vikings. But Chicago Bears should have the first overall pick starting by then. I think he's not going to be that good. So I think the Seahawks are going to win that game.
Yeah, I also don't. I think they're going to lose that game, actually, because, I mean, they got Keenan Allen. They got DeAndre Swift. They got Caleb Williams. I think that offense is just going to birth into, like, a great offense. But, I mean, oh, yeah, and Odunze, too. So, I mean, their offense is just crazy in what weapons they have. They just need to work, I guess. But so I'm giving them a loss there. But then week 18 against the Rams.
I say we split the series and get a win.
Yeah, me too. I'm saying we split the series. So I'm going with 9-8 as the final for the Seahawks schedule. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Sup, boys. Welcome to Baller Reviews. This is Mitchell Adenauer.
I'm Cooper Adenauer.
We will be reacting to the Lions 2024 schedule today.
All right.
Week one, you got to give them a win against the Rams, you know. I think Jerry Goff is better than Matthew Stafford, so that's what I'm going with.
Yeah, I agree. I think both their offense and their defense is better than the Rams, so I'm also giving them a W.
Okay, week two, we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Lions won in the playoffs last year, so I think they can do that again, so I'm giving them another W.
I'm also giving them a W. I feel like Baker Mayfield is not that good of a quarterback, so I would say that the Lions take the W.
Week three against the Cardinals. Cardinals just straight up cannot hang with the Lions. The Lions are winning that game.
Yeah, there's no way. I mean, the Cardinals, haven't seen anything from them yet. I mean, haven't seen a glimpse of anything from them yet. They have not been good in the past couple of years. So, I mean, I'm also giving the Lions a W that week.
I'm giving the Lions a loss against the Seahawks week four.
I also agree. I think the Seahawks will win again because their streak losing or beating the Lions, the Seahawks, I think that the Seahawks will beat the Lions once again. So
week five, they're on bye. I think they're losing again week six against Dallas in Dallas. I just don't think. I think this is the Cowboys' year.
I mean, I don't think it's the Cowboys' year, but I actually think the Lions will win that game against the Cowboys week six. So
week seven against the Vikings, J.J. McCarthy is not, I don't think he's going to be like anything good. Can't win with one player. Give me the Lions win.
I'd also say week seven, I think the Lions are going to win that game. Yeah, the Vikings are not good. With, I mean, they have Justin Jefferson, but when you only have one player, I mean, you're not that good of a team. So. Yeah.
Titans, they're awful. Lions win.
Yeah, Titans losing Derrick Henry. I mean, that's your only player.
Yeah.
Besides your quarterback, maybe. So, I mean, I can't say you're winning that game.
Week nine at Green Bay. I have a W coming from the Lions. It's going to be an upset game, but it's going to happen.
I actually have the Lions losing that week. I think Green Bay will come out with a win that week, saying that Jordan Love, I think, is a better quarterback.
And against the Texans, I have an L. I think C.J. Stroud and their offense is just not going to be a match for the Lions' defense.
I think week 10, I think the Lions will win that game, actually. I think the Texans will lose that game. So, yeah.
I have a win against the Jaguars. I don't think Trevor Lawrence is ever going to be that good. There's a lot of hype around him, but I just don't see it. So I'm having the Lions win that game.
I also have the Lions winning that game. I don't like the Jaguars. I don't think they'll be a good team. Maybe with the addition of Gabriel Davis, they will be a little bit better. But besides that, nothing special.
Week 12 against the Colts. I think a W. We haven't seen a lot from Anthony Richardson yet. He's more of a good fantasy quarterback than like a real life quarterback. So
yeah, I also have a W. I had Anthony Richardson sadly last year in franchise. So he's a really good fantasy quarterback, but not a great real life quarterback. So I'd also give the Lions a W that week.
Week 13, they play the Bears again. It's the easy W.
I'm actually giving them a loss this week to the Bears. I think the Bears are going to be a stacked team on offense, and we'll take the W that week.
Week 14, the Packers. I think they lose at home against them.
I think they also lose. I think the Packers are a very good team.
Week 15 against the Bills. I like to see a win. I don't think the Bills have the offensive capabilities to keep up in this game.
Yeah, I think they will also beat the Bills. Losing Stephon Diggs is a big thing, big tank, so I think they'll also beat the Bills.
16, Bears again. I just got another W. The Bears are horrible.
I think they are going to, again, lose that game too. So week 16, they're going to lose again, lose both to the Bears. So, yeah, there's a loss.
Week 17 at San Francisco. It's a loss.
It's just a loss. They're ranked Super Bowl contenders, so yeah. I mean, there's no question about that.
Week 18 versus the Vikings, can't win with one player again.
Yeah, again, you can't. There's no question that the Lions take that win.
Hello and welcome to the Dynasty Football Fanatics podcast. Today I will be listing my top 10 QB dynasty assets to have in fantasy football this upcoming 2025 season. And obviously in the one spot we have Patrick Mahomes. He has shown to be so consistent throughout his time in Kansas City. He's the best QB on the globe easily, so that's easily put. Next in the two slot I have Josh Allen. He has been a fantasy football beast. He's been like the back-to-back-to-back QB1 finish in fantasy football. So the only concern I have with him is his health, and he lost a couple weapons in Stephon Diggs last season. So that's why he's at the 2 and not the 1. Next in the 3 slot, I have CJ Stroud. He is only 22, and he's upcoming. He was an absolute dog last season. Ended up, I believe, a top 10 finish, but he's 22. That's why in Dynasty, age is a huge deal. That's why I have him at the 3 slot. Next, I am going to go with Caleb Williams. I know this is a hot take, but he is only 22 as well as CJ. He has not played a snap in the NFL yet, but I have huge high hopes for Caleb Williams going to Chicago. He has Keenan Allen as a top weapon. He has Roma Dunze, who got drafted in the same class this season as Caleb, who was a beast at Washington. He has DJ Moore, who was a 1,000-yard receiver last season. So he has so many weapons. He has no excuses to not do well. So next in the 5 slot, I am going to put Joe Burrow. I know he has some health issues He's had a lot of health issues the last few seasons, obviously. But if he's healthy, he's going to be a top 10 finish in fantasy football. He has weapons with Chase and Higgins if Higgins plays. So I have high hopes for Joe. Next, in the 6th slot, I'm going to have to put Jalen Hurts. He's 25, so he's still young. He went down at the end of the last season, like he had a down season Like the last few weeks, his team just fell off of a cliff. I have no idea what happened. I think it was coaching. Nobody honestly knows. He lost some key offensive linemen in Jason Kelsey. Lane Johnson's getting old. So we'll see if the tush push is still active in 2025, but that's how he gets a lot of his fantasy football points from the tush push on the goal line to get easy touchdowns. So we'll see if that changes, but I still feel confident putting him in the six because of his rushing upside. He's always moving with his legs. But with that said, he's in my sixth slot. Seven, I think I'm going to go with Anthony Richardson with the Colts. I'm a huge Colts fan, so this might be a little bit biased, but I just have high hopes for Anthony. He gets it done with his legs. He's only 22, so in Dynasty, age is a huge deal, so 22. He's actually the youngest out of all of them I've listed up to this point. Yeah, I mean, in college, he was just a dog with his legs. He's huge. He's a specimen of a human. So I just have high hopes. Even though he went down at the end of last season, I'm hoping he comes out and balls out. But he's in my seven. So in my eight, I'm going to put Lamar Jackson. He's 27, but, I mean, he always gets it done. He's always a high at top five QB as long as he stays healthy. But with as much movement as he does, as much running as that John Harbaugh puts on him, I mean, he could definitely go down again. Injury is a big issue. But I think that he, as long as he's healthy, he'll be okay. And in the NFL, I mean, nobody knows who's going to be healthy and who's not. It's just all unlucky. It's if you get unlucky or if you get lucky. I mean, that's just the system of the game. But I'm going to put him in my eight. And then next, in my nine slot, I'm going to go with Justin Herbert. I know he just got a new head coach, Jim Harbaugh. But I mean, Jim Harbaugh loves to pound the ball up the middle with a running back. So we'll see how much volume Justin actually gets. But he has his weapons on offense. He actually doesn't have any weapons on offense. I don't know what I'm talking about. He lost Keenan Allen. He lost Mike Williams. So I just like him because of the guy he is and who he was in college and just the talent of QB he is. He's a solid guy. He's always finished top 15 in fantasy since he's been in the league. So I feel confident with him and his longevity in the league. Like he doesn't move with his legs much, but he's such a good pocket passing QB. He's going to last a long time. So in my 10 slot, I'm going to put Jordan Love with the Pack. I think that he's an up-and-coming star of the league. He's only 25 still. I know he's only played one season and he hasn't shown that much, but up to this, from what we saw last season, I think he's going to develop well with Matt LaFleur as his coach. We'll see, though. But that's my top 10. Hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you for joining us on Voices Unplugged. Keep listening, keep learning, and keep leading those voices.